The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Thursday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of The News Show. It is the 19th of September, 2019. We've got the best technology news for you right now over the past couple of days, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, Facebook's got some new stuff coming our way. First up on the agenda for today, AR glasses. Yes, apparently they teamed up with Ray-Ban's owner to complete this little product. And the nickname for them currently is Orion. Now, from what we're hearing, the eyewear will be a full-fledged phone replacement. You'll take calls, you can see information, and live stream what you're seeing. So yeah, it kind of sounds like a bit of a ripoff of Google Glass. Now, this product we ain't going to be seeing for a while. Now, definitely still in the development stages. We're hearing anywhere from about 2023 or 2025. That is, if it ever happens at all. Now, moving on to news about Facebook products that actually do exist right now, the Portal TV. Facebook actually is bringing back a whole bunch of its connected devices, but the Portal TV is an accessory that will bring the company's wide-angle video chats right to your big screen. At least if you're willing to cough up $149. To get your Portal up and going, you'll plug it into your HDMI port and sign into your Facebook account. From then, you can start making Messenger and WhatsApp calls. Now, looking at the Portal, it looks like a recycled Kinect. You know, the Microsoft Kinect. And one of the useful features on Facebook's new TV Portal is smart camera technology. Basically, it will pan and zoom in the call as they sort of move around the room or closer to the camera. Of course, with this thing being on your TV means you were probably watching something, so the Portal TV, yep, you guessed it, you've got picture-in-picture. Meaning, if you're not really that into the conversation you're having with somebody, you can actually still watch the show that you were watching to begin with. Facebook's hoping the Portal TV will be hitting your living room portal come November 5th. Pocket Cast. Yeah, great podcast app. Love it myself. Used to cost anywhere from about $4 to $10, you know, depending on your platform that you use, iOS, Android. Well, guess what? Now the app is free. Of course, with anything free, there is a catch. Now, while the app is free now, there's also another option called for premium services. This will be anywhere from 99 cents a month or $10 per year. The subscription service is actually called Pocket Cast Plus. This includes actually desktop apps, exclusive app icons and themes, and 10 gigabytes of cloud storage for people who, you know, want to keep their audio and video with them, but they don't want it on their hard drive. Now, if you don't think you need all that, well, the app is free now, and it's definitely one of the best podcast apps that's out there. You're just not going to get all those little extra bells and whistles we just told you about. And finally, from one app, we move to another. Yeah, we're going to talk about Tinder. Yeah, that app. I'm sure most of you are familiar with the dating app out there. dating app. But apparently, Tinder feels that they maybe need to get into the video creation field now. According to a lot of rumors that are circulating the interwebs as we speak, the dating service is going to release an original 6-episode video series sometime next month. And apparently, just like you do the swipes on the app, well, that's how you're going to do the series, too. You just keep swiping to see what happens next. Oh, man, the drama. Now, as far as the story of the series, show, whatever the hell this thing is going to be, it's about an impending apocalypse. Oh, boy, yeah, one of these. And it asks you who you'd like to spend your last night with. A swipe left or right makes your choice then. Now, what the hell is the point of this? Well, apparently Tinder says they want to use this as an algorithm that'll help match you with others based on choices in the series. Yep, there you go. They want to explore the what-if scenario. Yep, you guessed right. Reality TV has officially made its way to the Tinder app. Watch out, Love Island. Got a story? No one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is, of course, our very own website for all of the BTN content. Get on over there and check it out for yourself today. Also, check us out on Facebook, too, British Tech Network. You can give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech, and come join our lovely community at our BTN Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way for your FRIDAY edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Thursday's going well for you. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.